Yes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So first, let me apologize, Mathieu Javoux, that he cannot be here. And just before I left the United States, he asked me whether I could give his presentation. So I will try to do my best. And in case you have any questions, hopefully I can also provide you with some valid information. Now, the talk deals with root water uptake processes. And we all know that root water uptake, of course, is a result of different processes acting at different scales, and that root water uptake may either create or destroy soil moisture variability at the field scale. Now, the question is, of course, how do plant and soil affect root water uptake processes, and how to integrate these small-scale processes into large-scale models, basically effective models at the field scale. Oh, sorry. These are some experiments that have been done in Jülich the last few months, where we have shown that water depletion in a lysimeter system does not always follow the roots. And I basically say water depletion, it's not water uptake, because we have done these experiments under irrigation, without irrigation and rainfall. But what you can see here is, for instance here, that at certain depths where we have the highest root length density, that this not necessarily corresponds to the place where we have depletion of water. As I said, depletion might also mean redistribution of water within the soil profile, not necessarily root water uptake. Now, anyway, there has been some debate on the validity of the concept of root length density in the use of water uptake models. And so what we will try to do here is to see whether we can come up with another concept. And what I will show here are mainly numerical simulations. Now, there is a saying of Pasciura in 1980 that when the soil is wet, it has little influence on the uptake of water by the plant. When it is dry or very dry, it has a large influence. Now, if we are in between, it is not clear what the effect is. And I'll show you here some reviews of root conductivities of several studies done by Dre et al. Last year, it's published, which shows you the variation of the root conductivity for several, metric potential values. And you see that we have about 10 to the minus 5th till 10 to the minus 10th meters per second millipascal. Meter pascal. Now, if you plot the hydraulic conductivity that you can observe in various soils, then you see that we have areas where the hydraulic conductivity of the soil is larger than the root conductivity. So basically, here the uptake, and here below we have the hydraulic conductivity that is lower than the root conductivity. So here it's soil dominated, here it is root dominated. And here we have this gray zone where we don't really know what is happening. Now, if we want to look at the, let's say, upscaled description of root water uptake processes, one way to do that is first try to simulate three-dimensionally at the local scale soil water flow. That means have a detailed description of the root structure, a gradient-based root water uptake. So basically, you also solve for the water potentials in the root system so that you can directly calculate the fluxes if you know the conductivities. And then, of course, parameterization based on soil and plant biophysical properties, so basically from first principles. Now, if you want to go to the larger scale of field site, it's practically impossible to operate with 3D models. So you have to come up with some 1D effective model that is based on relevant assumptions, and that, of course, is parameterized based on what we know from local scale processes. And what has been done in this study here is, we have basically run three-dimensional simulations using our SWIMS with a detailed root architecture, and basically average these values and then try to describe these averaged values of water content and sink term with a 1D macroscopic model and see whether it was able to come up with some relevant and valid estimates of parameters. And the 1D model we used in the study here is the HYDROS model, where we have a root water uptake based on the root length density concept as used in the by FEDES, including its stress function, but we're only looking at two points in the stress function, so not at the wet part, but at the very dry part. And of course, we also include here compensation factors approach, which has been also published by Szymanek and Hopmans. Now, what did we do? The root water uptake scenario is a field of root within a continuous domain, and we looked at 9 scenarios, and these scenarios just differentiate between the root conductivities we can observe. And we have a root boundary condition, which is a day-night sinusoidal function. So we cut off the plant, basically, and we impose a transpiration function at the top. And the soil boundary condition is no rainfall, free drainage. And we also had a continuous, what we call a periodic root function, that when the root grows out of the domain, it grows back on the other side, so that you also have the effect of, let's say, different root systems, parallel root systems. We then also did this 1D parameterization, again, using these 9 scenarios. I will tell later what they are. And we aggregated the 3D simulations into 1D. And the optimization of the three hydrous 1D parameters are the compensation factor, omega, and the two stress threshold values of the FEDES function. So mainly in the dry part, we do not have a threshold function in the very wet part. Now this is what we see here. This is root dominated. So that means that the K value of the root is small compared to KS, and here we have the soil-dominated profile, where we have high root conductivity compared to a small KS. Now we see these are the aggregated sink profiles, so you don't need to specify a sink term in the one in the 3D model. You just directly calculate it. And here you see that, the different lines are the different days. We did simulations for 7 days. And we see, of course, differences between the root-dominated and the soil-dominated situation. Now, what we do is we now fit inversely the 1D hydrous model to this sink term data. And this is what we come up with. So we are basically doing a quite good job in the case when it is root-dominated the system, but we are not really doing very well in describing the soil-dominated system. So that means, you see here the deviations, they are quite substantial. And it shows that there is something there that we cannot grasp with a 1D effective model based on these terms, the root water uptake terms in this macroscopic model. Now, if you then calculate the water content at 1D using these optimal fitted sink terms, you see that you are not able to recover the soil moisture profiles that you simulated with a 3D model and averaged. So basically, what you can do is, C1 can become good fits for some of the scenarios. The disadvantage is we have compensation always. It always occurs, even in conditions where we would not expect it to occur. And also, following the variable in the objective function that either means sink or water content, the optimized solution is diverse. So we get good fits of the data, but for wrong reasons. And so what we have been thinking about is to exchange the root length density concept and to replace it what Mathieu Javot calls a root conductivity density profile. And this root conductivity density profile takes into account the root architecture, so the connections between the branches, but it also accounts for the non-uniform root hydraulic parameters. That means you would allow in your three-dimensional system to have different root hydraulic conductivities depending where you are in the branches. And then you would, define a root conductivity density, which basically would be something like 1 over time, so that you would express the root conductivity over a certain volume or a length scale. And then you would kind of weigh the contributions of the hydraulic conductivity with respect to the length contribution at a certain depth. And we think that this might be a better way to describe root water uptake. And now what you see here, Just let me see. Okay. These are now the optimized sink profiles with a root conductivity density rather than using a root length density concept. And these are the new root mean squared error. So green means an improvement in the description, and red means a worse description. And now what you see here is that that in case the system is root controlled, you improve the description of the root water uptake. For the medium case also, and for the case the system is soil dominated, the improvement is well, we do not have an improvement. Basically, it's becoming less good. So, but at least if the situation is root controlled, we do a better job by using a root conductivity density than a root length density. So, just to conclude, current 1D models, even if they have compensation and stress mechanisms, apparently are not able to represent the complex processes that occur at a 3D scale and three-dimensional scale or three-dimensional model, even when it is when you aggregate it. So compensation is always needed, and the input parameters describing the root system, root length density concept are basically not correct. And just as to conclude, perhaps the root conductivity density function might be a good approach rather than the root length density function. And this is also in line with what we know from, let's say, physiology of plant roots, is that they, of course, can have root length densities, but that is not really the driving force for the water uptake. So thank you very much.